Based on the information we have at the moment, the government authorities are saying that there's about 120,000 displaced from Abyei. Reported figures that the UN has, which are being collated by UN OCHA, roughly confirm the presence of around about 76,000 IDPs at this moment, and we have registered around about 40,000 of those IDPs.
Basically, what condition are the displaced in?
They left Abyei at very, very short notice, of course, as is characteristic during the displacement for conflict reasons. They've brought very few items with them. There's a very high proportion of women and children amongst the group. A lot of the energy people have and their capacity to carry items has been expended on moving their family, carrying their children. So they have very, very few items, and the conditions, of course, that they have arrived in are very basic. Very, very heavily affected by the rains. There's very little natural shelter there. There's very few materials for which to build shelters. And there are very, very few spare resources for the host communities to share with the displaced.
We've been getting some information about the migration from Abyei, that many were going to Agak and then some went further south, fearing that Agak would also be attacked. Where are you finding most of the displaced people that you've registered?
The largest group of people that we have registered have moved further south than Agak. All the information that we're getting from Agak indicates that it's quite a highly militarized area, and therefore there's a tendency for people to move onwards fairly rapidly, though we are fairly sure that there is quite a large population still in Agak. According to the reported figures, there may be still 5,000 approximately in the Agak area, but the majority have moved further south, and the largest population is around Turele and in an area called Mayon Agun and in Wun Rock, which is also the area of the highest concentration of assistance.
Now, I believe those areas you just mentioned are in Warup State, but I also understand that IOM has teams, tracking teams, stationed in northern Bahr el Ghazal and Unity States. Why do you have teams there?
Well, the pattern of displacement is quite wide. While the majority of people have moved more or less directly south, the pattern of displacement is quite varied. This is a very similar pattern that we saw during the displacement, which some may recall, in May 2008, where actually quite a large proportion of the population from Abyei, the displaced of that period, went to northern Bahr el Ghazal. People obviously making their choices based on where they think they will be able to access the most resources. Very often done, of course, on the basis of family or ethnic affiliations.
Now, IOM sent a convoy of 13 trucks from Juba yesterday. Can you tell us about that, and where is it going, and what's it carrying?
That convoy is heading to the affected area. We were able to muster the resources to offer a convoy to assist agencies and the government to move resources to the area as quickly as possible. We have a particularly problem with fuel in that area. There has been for some time a restriction of commercial traffic between the north of Sudan and South Sudan, and so fuel resources in the area are scarce, and there is a risk as yet that fuel shortages will hinder the assistance operation. So we put a high priority on fuel, and we also have medical and food and non-food item resources traveling up. It should arrive in the area within the next few days, bringing very vital resources.